begin the administrative portion of the meeting. It's October 4th, 2017. At, clock away, 10:56 a.m. No items on the consent agenda, and I see no items on the discussion matters, unless anyone has anything needs to be added. If not, we'll move into scheduling. bless you.
Excuse me.
And bless you again.
I might have one more, sorry.
And I think we should take number two first and get, wait, this was updated since I'm looking at it. Yeah, why don't we schedule that number two first, that informal hearing on the NSP power line?
Okay.
Do we have a proposed date?
Yes, that one's very easy. That's just an already scheduled date for an informal. So what we're proposing is November 1st. And there is an informal time set up. So unless any of the commissioners have a problem, that would just be taking the assigned date and making it into.
Okay, we're going to set this one aside then. And and
I do have a problem with November 1st.
We are going to add a number 7 here because I don't see it on here. Number 7 is rescheduling the November 1st meeting. So there's a conflict on that date. Does anyone have an alternative date in mind? Mm-hmm. Would the 2nd work?
I don't believe it would work for me, but I don't know if it would work for.
It doesn't work for me. I'm Dickinson, who's speaking at a deal that I committed to a long time ago that morning.
Would the 3rd work?
I would prefer the 31st. No.
The 31st, I'm in Little Rock yet.
Okay.
For SPP.
I see. All right. And the afternoon of the 1st doesn't work either, Brian? You're gone that whole day?
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm Fargo, so.
Okay. Well, the 3rd works fine. I just don't think Friday meetings are a great idea, but we can do it in this case, I guess.
You didn't have a conflict.
I don't, nope.
Because, yeah, it's not the best. Sometimes people have vacation plans or something like that. But okay.
All right.
It's workable in this case, I'm hearing?
November 3rd.
Okay, so, yes.
And I will never bring this forward again.
So the November 1st meeting is November 3rd at 10 o'clock. Now, as for the NSP, do you need to go back and work with them about an alternative date?
And bring
something to us later, or
I can go call them right now. I really don't anticipate a problem, but I will call them and see if they can get back before.
So the question to me would be, so we're on November 3rd then. And that would be in the afternoon on a Friday. Is that workable for everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will double check with them.
Okay. So in the meantime, let's schedule this number 3, the work session on the Maricourt project.
Does anybody, do we all want one? Do you guys want to sit down and talk through that?
If the order is as I expect it will be, I don't need a work session. Bless you.
I'd be okay without one.
So,
do you have a draft order already?
I have the proposed order. Let me get through that,
And Mitch would get through it too, and then we'll distribute it.
Okay, yeah. That's good. And if you, yeah, then if anybody has the need for a work session after you see it, then we can
bring it up.
Schedule one. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Jerry.
Okay. The meeting on 2286.
Yeah, that one is not something we need to schedule. I just wanted to let you guys know. So that bill is the bill that basically gave us the ability to supersede local ordinances on crude oil and hazardous materials pipelines. It got kind of all screwed up when Legislative Council put it into the code, or when whoever writes the code did that. And so a bunch of the stakeholders are coming in tomorrow at 11, right, Alana, to talk about it. We wanted to and talk about it with me. If you guys want to make it, you can. If not, we're not going to take any action on it. I just wanted to have a conversation with them because I'm speaking to the Association of Counties about this next week, and I wanted to get on the table, you know, sort of how our staff is viewing it and hear how other folks in the room are thinking about, you know, how do we do our job to kind of meet legislative intent, what was passed, while also, you know, recognizing what's in the law and what we can and cannot do. So that's the conversation. It's at 11 o'clock tomorrow in here. And if you guys can come, great. If it doesn't work, we can have another discussion down the road.
It's noticed.
It's not noticed, but it can be noticed if you guys are coming. That's why I put it on the agenda.
I'm just not sure if I'll make it or not, but I sure have some concerns with how that plays out and not ceding. I don't want to be ceding any of our authority to them, and nor do I want to see us get into a situation where we're responsible for finding people that are almost unfindable in some of the township cases where there are no active members to notify. So,
well, and those issues are kind of separate from this, that one in particular, because that was addressed during the session and we got what we got. I mean, so we're kind of stuck with that.
But we got it in the wrong place.
It's in the wrong place. And so
I just want to, since we're broadcasting and recording, I want to stick up here for the Legislative Council. They didn't make a mistake. They didn't screw it up. It was written, it was mistakenly written, and so it amended the wrong provisions once they split the statute into two.
Well, anyway, I'm glad you're on top of it. If I'm available, I'll sit in. But
okay, are you coming, Brian? Oh, you speak it.
Well, I'm in the morning. I would be done by 9. I'm just looking. I just pulled up the agenda for tomorrow. And there's the view of North Dakota Energy from the Empower Commission is at 11 o'clock tomorrow at the LEC conference.
Yeah, so I think you're on your own for this one.
Okay.
I'll leave that back to
you. Oh, sorry. Yes.
So we will not.
I won't notice it unless you say you're coming, Brian.
Okay.
We won't notice
it. Yeah, at this point in time, I would say no, but it. I guess we're probably going to have to circle back anyway if Randy's not in attendance.
Yeah, there isn't going to, I mean, as Alana and Jack kind of stated yesterday when I met with them, we don't really want to have, an official commission position on it because we want to have some flexibility when we actually get an application to be able to apply, you know, what we think is right for that application. So,
I was briefed yesterday to some extent on it. So I think I've got my arms around it in general terms, but yeah, unless I change my mind, I would say no, I won't be there.
Okay. So that was that on that one.
Not forgetting you, Jill, but I think we'll work that meeting, the budget meeting, in around these others. But I wanted to schedule our regular meetings out farther. And Daryl, were you able to get a list.
I do have the list, and I did give. I can go through this with you.
It's on my desk.
Yeah.
We're scheduled through December.
This list?
Yeah. Actually, maybe I did throw it in here.
I can share.
Yeah, it's on my desk.
Here you go. You need this one.
Well, you'll need one, though, Daryl.
I got it written down.
Oh, okay. I got one, Jill.
So, for our regular scheduled meetings, we're scheduled through December, and I would just point out that in December, we only have one meeting scheduled, and that's the 20th, because we will have just had one on the 29th of November, and then we didn't schedule into January. And so what I laid out are some possibilities, and this the starting point would be doing another three-week stint between that December 20th one. We'd skip the 27th as well as January 3rd and then go into January 10th and then another 3 week and get to the 31st because the 24th in there follows up the grain dealers convention, and that's a little hard to prepare for a meeting then. And then get into a more two-week schedule again, February 14th and 28th, same with March, and then the 11th and 25th of April. And in each of these cases, I would propose the regular 10 o'clock starting time and hang in informal for 1:30 on each of the dates.
Let's see here. Okay, 14th. And let's see, when is the NARUC? That avoids that.
Ooh, I didn't think of NARUC. But
that's, I'm not sure if I have it on my schedule. So you picked, okay, February 14th. And the 28th. Let me just Google it really quick.
Did you have any conflicts on any of these, Brian?
No.
And then I'm just going to kind of start discussion while you're looking that up. For directors' meetings, at our last directors' meeting, we talked about getting a more regular time for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I thought, and there's some exceptions to this that I'll point out, I thought, how about if we met let's see, like the day before, the afternoon before our second regular meeting of the month. I'm thinking many times in the afternoon, we're here anyways preparing for the meeting. Could we have a director's meeting at 1:30 the day before? And so that's what this generally follows. So it'd be the 17th of October coming up here, the day before the meeting, 28th of November. Now, in the case of December, we're only having one meeting, so it's not the second one, it's the only one. And then January, February, March, and April, it's always the day before the second meeting of the month. And the inconsistency of the times, and this will happen occasionally in both January and April, those would be that last day of the SPP meeting. So I would probably get home around noon. And so that's why I would say a little later in the day.
You know, it's not a conflict for me, but the Tuesday, January 30th is a Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
April 24th is a Tuesday?
Yeah.
I don't know who would be on Energy Matters that day. But if at 3:30 start times, would that push up against it or not? Or should those be softened to 3 o'clock?
Why don't we change it to 3 o'clock?
Yeah. Can you
tell me again why we're starting late those days? Because I had to focus on this.
Those will be the days, just like on the October one here. That's that last weekend of the quarterly. That's when the SPP meeting is. And I'll usually be coming home on Tuesday mornings from that.
Oh, okay.
And so I just might be late.
Oh, you'll leave Tuesday mornings. Yeah. I see. Well, we could do it. Okay. The next day.
I just thought trying to get as consistent as possible.
Right. Why don't we try it? And we can tweak it a little bit.
I'm sure many of these will get tweaked by the time we're done. So just change those to 3 o'clock on January 30th and April 24th. A good catch, Brian.
Yeah, it's one of you two that would potentially bump up against it. But
so they'd all be 1:30 except for January 30th would be 3 o'clock.
And April 24th.
3 o'clock.
And did you find Nehru?
I did, and it's the 11th through the 14th of February. So that February 14th meeting.
So should we change that to the 15th of February? Do one on a Thursday?
See, so January 10th. And what was the reason? Oh, we've got a form for the not doing it on the 24th.
Grain dealers kind of comes up on that, and
is that in the middle of the week?
Well, it usually ends on Tuesday.
Ends on Tuesday.
Yeah, so I mean, we could be back. We could do it on the 24th instead of the 31st. Then we'd get to the 7th though of February.
No, Nehru is the 11th.
Oh.
11th through the 14th.
So you want to do January 24th and February 7th?
I mean, it's an option, or we can switch it and do it on... It just depends on how much we want to try to stay focused on Wednesdays.
I have a hold showing up on my calendar for January 24th for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Is that the MDU?
Oh, it is. 24th, 25th, 26th.
Okay, let's just leave it the way...
No, you're right. NSP.
Yeah, it just says hold, though, so I don't know that it's
going
on. Yep, that's... 12-813.
Yeah. Let's just move it to the 15th, February 15th instead of the 14th. And then we should be good. We can leave all the rest.
So good to go then?
Should be.
Okay. That'll make a lot of scheduling notices to come out. That's number 5, as well as number 4 on our agenda. Now, Jill, your monthly budget meeting.
The irony, Jill, is we can't do any of this if we don't have money.
Right.
I think we should have started with Jill.
October. So now we have a director's meeting scheduled for the 17th at 1:30. So can we do a budget meeting either that morning or on Monday the 16th? I don't know. For me, the morning would work better, but I'm open on the 16th as well.
Hold on. I got to get the right year here. Okay.
Oh, and does those work for you, Jill?
So we have a director's meeting at 1:30.
On the 17th. Yep.
I could do the, 11.
On...
October 17th?
On the
17th. On the 17th? Yeah, that's fine with me.
October 17th. Okay, I think that's everything except for waiting on the NSP decision.
We don't have to notice that, so we can add that later either for that afternoon, or we can do it, she can propose a different informal.
Okay, so we'll get that scheduled through the informal
process. Yeah, those are easier because we've already got the times committed, so we don't have to look at our calendars.
Okay, anything else for the good of the order? Thanks, everyone. We're adjourned.